You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, we have with us Tyler Penn. He and his wife, Kelly, are international missionaries there at the University of Illinois in Champaign, Illinois. They've been working for several years, working along with IM, working along with NAM, trying to do what they can to help international students come to know the Lord as Savior. And so, Tyler, we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Now, I need to point out, this is our third level or our third podcast in the series. We, first of all, we met with Kurt Holland with International Missions, and you can always reach out to Kurt at kurt@im.org, and he talked about just what churches can do on an entry level to reach international students in their particular area. And he noted to us, Tyler, that there's almost 1 million international students. I know you're well aware of that. And he pointed out that many of these international students are from countries we often can't send missionaries to. So that was level one. And we encourage you, if you've not heard that podcast, to go back and listen to it. And then we had Josh Chapman and Bradley Mercer talk to us about level two. So they're working at universities in the state of Missouri, doing what they can to reach international students. And really, they talked about things you can do with international affairs and different ministries on campus to get involved. But Tyler, you've been doing this for quite a while now. You're going to talk to us about what you can do and how you can use your home at level three. And so talk to us a little bit about how level three is stepping it up a little notch when we think about what we can do to reach international students.
Yeah, level three is key for our ministry, like the hospitality portion. What I try to, for our churches, a lot of times you think of, we have a hospitality ministry at our church, and often that's the greeter with a bulletin, and you're shaking the hands of people that you're welcoming to your church. But hospitality for us is really inviting these students into our lives. And so our home is such a big part of that. And this is really where the dynamic changes from like being the, English coordinator on the campus for these students to actually just being Tyler and Kelly and the kids and the family. It's where relationships, what I try to explain with these international students is you have, a group over here who is us, who has the knowledge of Jesus. You have this group over here, these international students, who does not have that knowledge. And you cannot exchange that knowledge if you stay separate. You have to come together in order to exchange. And for us, our home is really where that relationship, that bond becomes. And it's just, it's an exciting ministry. It's super fun. Just has made some of our most wonderful people to our lives have come through these international students who get to come to our home, that we get to have them in our home. And it's a wonderful thing.
So you kind of alluded to some of the things with level one and two, the English classes and being on campus, and you're saying that's wonderful. They want to speak English with you. But I think what I hear you saying is they really want to know you personally. They want to be in the home of an American. And that could be, some of our listeners be a little, that may feel uncomfortable. How can they prepare to invite someone into their home, and how, and what do they need to know and expect?
On the, the big hangup that I think for most people who are hearing this and thinking about this for like the first time without really having any interaction with international students is the language. They think like, what if we can't communicate? What if I don't understand? Like, I don't speak their language. And that's really, I think, one of the easiest barriers to cross is the language barrier, because these students have to pass a certain level of English proficiency in order to study at our universities. And so most of them, though it has some accent, you can understand very clearly, just like we're having a conversation here. Mm-hmm. There may be some vocab words or slang that is not in their vocab that, you just repeat and But for the most part, you know, that language issue is not a, it's not a very high barrier to get across. And so that's one that, you know, we just need to get information out that you can have conversation, you can have them in their home, and it won't be like, you know, how do I explain what we're eating? Or how do I, you know, it's like, well, they understand. Yeah, they have a very high level. They've been studying English since they were like 5 years old, six, you know, so this is not something that, you know, should hinder you from having them in your home. And I think the second thing is like people are worried about offending or customs. You know, like I don't know their world custom. I don't know how to, you know, will they be offended if I do this or that? And just with a little research, a little information, like you can, again, it's not that high a barrier to cross over. And so, you know, that's just something to be aware of because these students are coming here. And so they understand that this culture is not going to match all of their customs. And they're adapting to us, not we adapting to them. And so just the simplest little things, just like knowing for most, you know, Asian cultures, like when they come into your house, they're going to want to take their shoes off. And so just address, you know, that's how whenever students come to our house, it's like, hey, whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm going to have my shoes on because I'm probably going to be going in and out. Mm-hmm. But if you're comfortable taking your shoes off, go ahead and take them off. And then the same thing is with like dietary restrictions, know what countries are coming. And if these are more, you know, what dietary restrictions they have from that country, if it's pork or if it's beef. And so if you are doing a hot dog cookout night and you have some people from Indonesia or Iran or, you know, those places coming, some students, then just have all beef hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of Indians coming, make sure you don't just have all beef hot dogs, but you have some, you know, just some of those, you know, it's not that hard to be able to cross over these barriers and be a good day, a good event for you.
And they're used to crossing those barriers on the college campus. You know, they're crossing barriers all the time. And they want to be able to say they've been in the home of an American, don't they?
That's such a big deal.
That.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I couldn't believe it, Eddie. Like last year we had Doyin from Korea, and Doyin said, Tyler, you'll never believe this, but I was looking at a Korean blogger on her YouTube channel. And he said, your house came on her YouTube channel. I was like, what are you talking about? And he showed me, and sure enough, there was my living room, my kitchen, my, you know, and it was a Korean student who had come to our home, and this was all in Korean. And she was just explaining like how awesome of an opportunity it was to be in an American's home. And it was, like you say, Eddie, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And so we do think differently. If you're part of a HANA project or E-team, you know, IAM tries to prepare you as you go into that environment for what it's going to be like. It's almost the reverse here. You don't want to be offensive, but if you're just kind, kind of like a 1 Corinthians 9, putting yourself in their shoes, they want to be able to say, I was in this person's house, you know, because there's something about America, you know, a lot of respect and all of that. So it's something we have an advantage as far as trying to get the gospel to them. So with that, you're just saying you're making the home available to them. There are some opportunities. So if people are watching your social media, they see you tend to take advantage of certain times and certain situations to bring people into your home. And so talk to our listeners a bit about that. Some opportunities they might be able to seize on to bring international students into their home.
Yeah, so our kind of interaction with international students is what we call three H's, the home, which we're talking about, and that's with our hobbies, and then holidays. And so, you know, the holidays is just a natural cycle of the calendar to have these students into your home. So, you know, Thanksgiving, that's a big home day for us. Our kids, they didn't grow up going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving that Thursday. They were here, and we had international students at our home. And so Kelly would do the whole big Thanksgiving meal, do a great job. Then we might do like a ping pong tournament. And so that just, you know, it's just an interaction event, shared experience. And matter of fact, just this past week, Millie came home from high school and the kids were asking her and even the PE teacher, like, Millie, why do you hold the ping pong paddle down? She holds it, what's called pin style or something. Because an international student, E, dominated that ping pong tournament, beat her dad pretty good. And so Mason and Millie wanted to learn from E how to play ping pong. Well, he played with the ping pong paddle down.
Yes.
Now that's how my kids, that's how they play. And it's just, you know, again, it's just coming together like this in order to have opportunities to then be able to have conversations of faith, you know, these invitations to church and Bible study. And so these holidays, you know, really present that, just a simple invite, something they're really wanting to experience. Like Thanksgiving is very American.
Yes.
Not something that is celebrated like New Year's, you know, all around the world.
Right.
So Christmas, yep.
You mentioned it benefits your kids. And so we have, you know, we have other organizations that have like exchange students, right? So what you're saying is it makes, it helps us as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, this has been like, you know, we think of we're ministering to these students, but this ministry has been such a huge blessing for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Just the relationships that my kids have been able to be a part of with these students who just become like, you know, aunts and uncles or bigger brothers and sisters. And like, and we even got to, you know, take a trip to Asia in 2019 to be able to see my students in their home country, in Macau, in Hong Kong, in Taipei, in Seoul. And like, that's not a trip my kids would have ever experienced if it wasn't for, you know, these students. A student from Macau reached out, said, Tyler, we're having, she was a believer, said, our church is having a vacation Bible school. We would like some English speakers to help with that. Do you know anybody? And so that's what our family went out there for a week to help that church with English. And then we got to visit our other students in these other countries. And my kids, it's the best trip our family's ever had.
Wow.
Just part of their, you know, core memories of growing up and seeing the world, seeing God's heart for people all over. And it's all come through just having these students into our home. And it's been really good for us.
Now, when I travel through Illinois or in a lot in Missouri, too, I'll hear them say, if you've got a student going to University of Illinois, we want to encourage you to get them to go to the Bridge, you know, get them to, which is the church that you all work with, Ed Good and the crew, go to the church at Rolla, Mosaic. And so we don't want to leave our own college students out. They've got a really important part of this process. When they go to these college campuses, they can really help reach international students with the gospel as well, can't they?
Yeah, that's such a huge part to this. Like, we're kind of the family piece, you know, where these students are, they come to this university and they're just around their peers this whole time. And so to come to an American's home is kind of like, hey, this is like going to my home. And there's, it brings some of that, what they would say is coziness connection.
Mm-hmm.
But what we aren't able to offer is that like on college friendship, which they desire so much. They, one of the number one things they want is an American friend, is this American experience. But yet on campus, there's so many of them from their home country that they just naturally come together. They eat their food, they speak their language, and they stay in this group waiting for an American college student to say, hey, would you like to go to the game? Would you like to, you know, go out to this restaurant or whatever? And so there's such an opportunity for just college students to be able to build friendships, which will, again, it comes together like, so you can come together like this and exchange that knowledge of Jesus with these students. Hey, you know, we have an on-campus service tonight. Would you like to go to that? You know, just the opportunities are endless of making disciples of all nations just through our college kids reaching these international college kids.
We encourage you, if you're a college kid listening, think about this. Be intentional about if you're studying engineering or whatever program you're studying. And really, Tyler, they can help the international students so much. being on a college campus, sometimes, you know, you don't know how to interact with professors. And really, this is where an American comes in handy. Hey, you don't need to worry about this. You're in the top 5% of this class. You know, you're probably going to pass it, you know, because if they make poor grades, it is catastrophic for them, isn't it?
Yeah. That's education is everything to these students. I mean, their whole cycle of, you know, they have to pass a college entrance exam as a senior in high school, and that exam matters to where they can go to college. Where they go to college matters where they can get a job. And it's just all a bad cycle of education for money, for happiness of life, completely absent of the peace of Jesus and, you know, what's going on inside of you. So,
And real quickly, we begin to think, oh, I can see how the gospel helps with that. You know, you still got Jesus, even if, you know, you don't have some of the other things. Well, I know that's what you all are doing, and we so appreciate what you do there at the University of Illinois, but also it's kind of like it started a revolution, you know, if you will, where a lot of colleges, a lot of our churches are thinking about this. So thank you, Tyler, for the good work you and Kelly, thank you for the good work at the Bridge Church. Ed Good and them working alongside you all. We appreciate what you all are doing for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're excited. This is something that we were hoping would catch on, would continue from state to state, you know, with these universities that are around us. And it's not just the University of Illinois, the Ohio States, the University of North Carolina. I mean, these are international students are sprinkled through every aspect of our education system. Mm-hmm. And so just about anywhere you're at, there's a dozen or so who don't have a clue who Jesus is. They're longing for some American experience. And we have our churches just right there with this availability of ministry.
That's great. That's a good point, Tyler. So you're thinking, oh, the college in my town is small. You probably have some international students there, even you mentioned 10 or 12, and they need help. They need help. And it doesn't, you don't have to have, you know, 20,000 as you have, I think, at the University of Illinois. You know, you may just have 20, but they need help. And so we encourage you, if you'll look in the notes, there's a place to go online and complete a survey of your interest. We ask churches that are within 15 minutes of a college to do that. You can always email Kurt Holland, kurt@im.org. And you'll also notice all the emails of Tyler and Josh and Farron are contained in this section too. So I know, Tyler, you've helped a lot of churches out. And we just would encourage churches to reach out to you directly if they'd like.
Yeah, I would love to talk international students to anybody who's interested. This is my passion. I would just love to see how you can get involved in this and the campuses around you.
Well, thanks, Tyler. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today, my friend.
Yep. Appreciate it.
We want to thank you, our listeners. Please take this podcast, share it with someone that would benefit from it. Maybe it's a college student. Maybe it's some other person at the church, and you're trying to get them to think about what they can do to reach international students. Every little bit really does help. We truly are better when we work together. We're better together.